between good friendship or quality time yun if you forget about your phone.
Kasi we're in the moment, meaning there's no place we'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be.
Hanggang dun lang. Kasi pagka lumabas ng 3 seconds.
May copyright na.
Oo, may bayad na. Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories and questions and sometimes expert advice on
adulting, self-development, finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because it's an adult thing!
Hi, guys!
Welcome to another episode of It's an Adult Thing.
Yes. Kumusta? Kumusta kayo dyan?
Okay naman. Ako nga pala si Nika.
Ako naman si Carla.
At ako naman si Hazel.
Ang pogi ng Cavite.
Pero mag-rap na tayo, Annie.
Naiba yung,
yung personality. Depend. Hi, guys! Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
Dahil friends ko kayo, ang topic natin.
What a segue!
Walang kwenta.
Push mo, ma'am. Ganda kaya.
Okay, sige. Dahil friends ko kayo, ang topic natin today ay gaining and maintaining friends, yes, as an adult.
Kasi dati nung bata tayo, natural lang siya kasi we're bound to meet
new
fellow
people.
Kids,
yes,
every single day. Pero ngayong adults na tayo, parang unless we deliberately make friends, swertihan na lang kung magkakaroon ka ng new friends, di ba?
Yes. Yeah.
So this was suggested by A sa Twitter. Twitter handle niya is a version of self. Sabi niya, hello, it's an adult thing. Pwede pong mag-request ng topic on how to maintain and gain friendships when adulting. Thank you, sabi niya.
Sure.
Yung pagkakabasa niya, parang akala ko magre-request ng kanta. Pwede mo bang mag-request?
G Carla.
Oh my God. I'm so ready.
Okay, so A, ito na ang sagot sa tanong mo.
Thank you very much for this topic kasi oo nga naman. Friendships are important in our lives because nabanggit nga ni Dr. Roland Del Castillo dun sa ating previous episode na Mental Health 101. Friendships are vital to our mental health because
social support siya.
Correct.
Social integration.
At I also remember one of my favorite TED Talks kay Guy Winch.
Mm-hmm.
Sinabi niya na
parang 8 times na natin siya nabanggit, yeah, sa
seven
season
lang
na to. Ah, 7 lang pala.
Grabe yung 8 ah. 7
okay,
lang.
Sorry po.
7 lang. Isa raw sa mga leading cause ng heart failure, as in physical heart failure, mm-hmm, is loneliness. It's even more deadly than smoking.
Yeah.
It's not to say okay lang mag-smoke, guys. Or just saying na ganun kalala yung physical toll na dinudulot ng loneliness sa atin. Also, one of my favorite authors, si Yuval Noah Harari. Ngayon okay daw kasi, sa panahon natin, sobrang we lack tribes. Eh, we evolved as tribes people, di ba? Pero ngayon, ang tribes na lang that we have are consumer tribes. Meaning, halimbawa, yung vegetarian tribes. Ang something in common ng mga taong to ay what they consume as food.
Mm-hmm.
Or halimbawa, nung active pa ako sa running, yung running community namin, kami yung mga regularly nagre-register sa mga running events,
mm-hmm,
or yung mga fanatics, mm-hmm, halimbawa, yung tribes ng BTS. They're not really tribes for each other, but more of what music do they consume, what merchandise they consume. So, puro consumer tribes na lang meron tayo ngayon, but we need tribes. It's what we evolved for. It's whom we evolved with.
So, importante ang friends.
Yes.
So, magandang pag-usapan how to gain and maintain, most especially maintain friendships.
Yes.
Okay. Hatiin natin siya into two. Let's talk about gaining friends. Kasi mm-hmm, as an adult, yun nga, sabi mo, pag matanda ka na, mahirap nang mag-make ng new friends.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No?
Or hindi man mahirap, hindi na siya ganun ka-automatic. Because when we were kids, we were not deliberately thinking naman na, oh, I'm gonna make friends.
Yeah, correct.
Diba? Correct. But now we have to do it that way.
Tsaka nung bata tayo, kausapin mo lang siya, uy, ang ganda naman ng laruan. Friends na kayo.
Friends na kayo.
So easy. Or sharean mo lang siya ng pandesal na baon mo. Mm-mm. Pwede na kayong maging friends. Maging friends. You can talk about anything na. Pagka adults, diba? Iba yung... Ang tagal bago mo kausapin yung isang tao unless you really have to.
Mm-mm.
Tapos isa pang challenge sa akin, I don't like small talk.
Mm.
Kasi parang, let's talk about the weather, let's talk about what you drank today, or something. Parang, ang awkward ng small talk. So yun yung isa kong isang challenge for me as an adult.
Mm-mm.
Aside from being a shy person.
You're shy. Yeah. All right.
So kasi before, parang, wala, papasok ko sa school, ang daming tao. Yun na yun.
Correct.
Given na siya.
Pati nung college, diba? Tapos nitong may work na ako, parang, oh, lang, hirap. I mean, syempre, you can be friends with your workmates. Pero, alam mo yun, iba eh. Kasi, very professional yung setting compared to when we were still students.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Ikaw, may challenges ba for you when it comes to making friends?
Challenges?
Uh-oh.
Well, I grew up very extroverted. So, early on pa lang naka-accumulate na ako ng tribes and cliques and circles.
Mm.
Now, mas naka-focus na nga ako sa filtering out. Kasi, syempre, may mga people na na-outgrow na natin or may friends na iba na kayo ng values ngayon, di na kayo wavelength or out of touch lang talaga. So, nagre-refocus ako ng time, energy, love, and affection ko to the few who are still relevant to me, whom I'm still fond of, and nakaka-contribute kami sa growth ng isa't isa. Pero, paisa-isa, every year or so, nagkakaroon pa rin ako ng new true friends. Isa, dalawa. Acquaintances, marami. Pero yung nag-stick na we really go out together, na ini-effortan namin, we brave the traffic, and we carve time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mas konti na, and I like it, I love it, kasi quality over quantity ako.
Kayo? Okay. Siguro yung ano, hindi ako mabilis mag-trust ng people,
mm-hmm.
as in I really need time
mm-hmm.
to really become friends with someone.
Yeah.
Eh, diba, ngayon kasi ang pinupuntahan natin, events, one-time thing.
Correct.
So kapag feeling ko hindi ko na yung person, hindi ko na yung ulit may message, hindi na ako mag-effort.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya parang ano, slow burn, parang ganun.
Nagkakilala tayo 2011.
2011
magkakilala tayo.
Nung pumasok ako ng org. Kasi alumni na kayo dun, di ba?
Oo.
Tapos...
Kaya na tayo naging friends. Like, friends.
Nag-work tayo together 2016. Pero hindi tayo friends nun.
Hindi.
Oh, share ko lang kasi nung pumasok ako sa org. Tapos nakikita ko lang si Carla nun sa kasinigat. Takot.
Grabe!
Tapos, nung nakasama ko sila sa projects... Nasa triple shot. Sobrang thankful ko talaga sa triple shot. Good memories talaga doon. Hi, Sir Jake. As in, yun. Tapos doon ko saan nakilala, oh my God, ang bait ng mga taong to. Tapos, yes.
Naiyak ako na. Tuloy yung tears ko.
Ako like, I'm not surprised.
Talaga siya eh.
Tapos parang, okay pala sila kasama. Parang okay silang maging friends.
Pero anong year tayo like?
2017.
Na kumakain tayo sa labas. Yung mga ganon.
Oh, 2017 lang.
Mm.
Alam ko, nagkaroon kami ni Carla, as in, after nung shoot,
mm-mm.
sa poblasyon, yung nagstay tayo nang matagal sa office. Tapos doon, naging friends kami. Tapos after nun, naglo-lunch na kami.
Uh-oh.
Tapos, since sobrang close nyo ni Nika,
mm-hmm.
saka si Nika, pumasa. Alam mo yun.
Nagbigay ng joy sa buhay mo.
Saka na nag-Korea tayo.
Oh my God!
As in yun.
Yes!
Yan, nag-Korea tayo.
So, work.
Work. Yun talaga. So, yun, ganun ako. So, kailangan talagang kinikilala ko yung person before mm-hmm. ako talagang mag-trust. Kasi, I don't need a lot of friends. I mm-hmm. just need really, really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun.
May plema siya.
Yung challenge sa akin.
Wala, ma'am. Kota ka na sa amin.
Pag one-time thing, meet lang. Hindi, kailangan... na nakikilala ko yung person.
Oo naman.
Ganun.
Sa media industry pa naman sa atin, per project, yung mga nakakasalamuha natin.
True.
Nung gumawa ako ng pelikula, actually, syempre, high ako noon, tapos first film, super major baby ko yung project na yon. Naging close ako sa mga tao. Tapos nung natapos na yung production, yung shooting days, nalungkot ako kasi doon nag-dawn upon me na it's just one project. Na parang yes, pwede naman kaming mag-effort, pero move on na yung mga tao sa next projects eh.
Tapos usually, ma'am, di ba, kung sino yung mga gusto mo talagang katrabaho, yun din
yung kukunin mo. Actually. Yeah. Kaya pala rin sa akin, even up to now, very organic yung pag-make ko ng new friends. You like my taglish eh. Very organic siya. Kasi mga nami-meet ko naman sila along the way. So, ibig sabihin, to start with, meron na kaming shared interest or common industry or common friend. So, I don't even have to go out of my way. Kasi, yun nga, nami-meet ko naman tong mga taong to along the way. Tapos, kapag na-feel ko na same wavelength, same values, and high energy siya. Not necessarily high as in outgoing, energetic person na. Pero, when I say energy, yun yung invisible thing. Pero nafe-feel mo dun sa tao,
yes,
kung energy vampire ba siya, or nag-exude ba siya ng positive energy, or even neutral is okay. Pero after our conversation or encounter, do I feel good after that?
Yeah.
Kasi kapag okay yung feeling ko, kahit hindi ko ma-pinpoint masyado why it's like that.
You just know.
Yes, and I crave the company of that person again. So, nag-gravitate kami towards each other.
True. Actually, yun nga, yung sinabi ko yung kung hindi ko siya matatrust, there are times na, oh my God, I wanna be friends with this person.
Mas ma-effort ako actually sa pag-filter out ng friends ngayon na than gaining them. Kasi alam ko na yung values ko, alam ko na yung non-negotiables ko, and then I already know my personal boundaries. So, people who keep on stepping on my boundaries, kahit na kilala ko na sila beforehand, mas guiltless ko na silang nadidistansyahan. Yun. Yeah. Tsaka yung tendency ko rin kasi, ang dali kong mahawa sa energy and habits ng mga nakapalibot sa akin. So if I surround myself with people with habits or attitudes that I don't like, eventually, I catch myself na nag-rub on sa akin yung mga habits nilang yon. And I don't like to not like myself. So, might as well, distansya na lang.
Okay, so, yan. Do we have any tips? So, yun yung kailangan natin ibigay.
Ayun nga pala. Sorry po.
Kailangan natin magbigay ng tips on how to gain new friends as adults.
Sa akin, So, ngayon, parang feeling natin, ang schedule lang natin is work-uwi. Ganun lang. Tapos, spend time with friends we already have. If we wanna make new friends, kailangan talaga siyang effortan.
So, you go out of your way.
Mm-mm. Parang dating. I mean, ganun. Kung gusto mo magkaroon ng jowa, hindi yan parang magic lang na dadating.
Yeah. Na, diba? He will walk, cross your path.
True.
Na destiny, eklat. Kailangan mong gawa ng paraan.
Yeah. So, ano bang meron? Events. You can download apps. As in, Eventbrite.
May meet up din, di ba?
Yeah, na event. Meet up. Actually, pati sa Facebook events. Mm-hmm. Tapos hanap ka doon, filter mo lang kung ano yung mga interesado ka doon, tapos punta ka lang.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kasi usually naman kapag mga workshop, mga events, meron dong time to network eh. Siguro, i-frame mo siya in your head na meeting new people, making friends.
Mm-hmm.
Para mawala rin yung pressure na you have to be your, alam mo yun, yung elevator pitch mo, yung ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Just meet new people and mag-focus ka sa kanila. As in, ask questions instead of ma-pressure ka na to introduce who you are.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Put the focus on them kesa sa'yo.
Very resonant siya nung sinabi ni Vanessa Van Edwards. Author siya on how to make friends or how to be socially savvy. If you want people to gravitate towards you, you don't have to make yourself interesting. What you have to do is be interested in them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, people don't remember what we say. They remember how we make them feel.
Yeah.
True.
Sobrang shy ko. I searched online how to make small talk.
Talaga ba?
After that video, ultimately, the answer to making small talk is to be genuinely curious about the other person. Yeah, yeah, about other people. Mm. Parang ganun. If you're curious about them, it will be so much easier to make small talk, which is the pathway to gaining friends.
Yeah, and it makes sense that we be curious about people we meet kasi papapasukin natin sila sa buhay natin eh.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well learn more about them.
Mm-mm.
Hindi para i-judge na, ay okay yan, ay hindi yan okay. Pero to really get to know them, di ba?
It really starts with small talk eh. Hindi mo yun masiskip eh. Kasi syempre dun dun kayo magpapakiramdaman.
Mm-hmm.
So parang you can start with, pag nakikipag-checkahan ako sa Grab drivers ko, feeling ko na ano na to, as in may script na ako na, kuya, san garahe nyo?
Mm-hmm.
Kuya, san yung anong work nyo before? Yung parang alam yun, meron na akong script in my head. Tapos with those questions, pwede na lang makakwento yung kailan sila nag-start mag-grab, bakit, ano yung work nila before.
Uh-uh.
Alam mo yun, kung yung wife ba niya nag-work or okay na yung kinikita nila. Sa ganun. So doon, really, really become interested with who they are, what they do.
Yeah.
Tapos saka ka na mag-pitch in kapag, alam mo yun,
kapag tinanong ka.
Diba?
Yun.
Tapos, after 2 hours of talking, hindi ka pa niya tinatanong about you. Hindi siya magandang friend.
Exactly. True. That says something about
you. Oy, totoo yan.
True. When meeting new people, ito nakuha ko sa isang video.
Mm.
Okay daw na fail-safe plan yung Ford. F-O-R-D.
F-O-R-D.
Okay.
You ask about F, family. O,
occupation.
Mm-hmm.
R, recreation, mga hobby niya.
Yeah.
D, dreams.
I love the D part.
Yeah. And ako personally, yung mga tinatanong ko sa new acquaintances ko, yung mag-e-evoke ng positive emotions from them. So, hindi ko sila tinatanong na anong hassle sa'yo ngayon, anong problema mo ngayon, kailan yung huling heartbreak mo. No, it's because I want our encounter to feel nice, to feel positive. So, yun, tanong, what are you excited about? Oh, kapag meron siyang nabanggit na may twinkle sa mata niya, halimbawa, nabanggit niya about his sister, and then I notice na ang saya niya, oh, what about your sister? Oh, you're close, ganun-ganun. How old is she?
Mm-mm.
Something like that.
Ay, hindi pala small talk yun.
I don't label my conversations kung small ba siya or big.
Pero kasi sabi mo kanina, ayaw mo ng small talks.
Ah, okay. Small talks meaning yung mema lang.
Ah, mema lang. Ah, yung mema just for lang. The ano.
Personally, okay. Most of the dumbest things I say come from small talk. Pwede kasi hindi mo siya pinag-isipan. It's not thoughtful. It's wala lang. Parang gusto mo lang mairaos yung conversation.
Ah, okay. Pero just you have to be intentional talaga. Mali yata yung definition ko ng small talk in my head.
Ano?
Ang small talk ba automatic na mema? Ganun ba yung definition niya?
Uh-oh.
Ah, okay. Pero when you're parang really, you really want to know someone, kasi meron kang parang entry points eh.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun, when you're getting to know someone.
Mm-mm.
So you start with the basics, no? Mm-mm. Tapos kapag feeling mo comfortable siya sa ganung topic, you move on to a deeper, parang ganun, di ba? Yeah, okay. So gauge mo kung saan yung papunta yung conversation. Okay.
Uh-oh. Kaya ko rin nabanggit na mas positive yung mga in-evoke kong emotions or yung mga pinapaalala kong memories sa kanila. Kasi this quote popularized by Oprah, Tita Oprah, you are responsible for the energy you bring into the room.
Nice.
So nung narinig ko yun, oo nga no,
yeah.
Parang we don't know kung gaano nakahassle yung pinagdaanan nitong taong to sa araw na to.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba naman yung try ko to contribute something positive sa day niya?
Yeah.
Yun.
Isang small talk line na I try to practice now is, hey, what exciting thing is happening to you now? Meron akong na-encounter recently na card game na ang sarap laruin kapag inuman. Halimbawa, inuman ng hindi mo masyadong kakilala, acquaintances lang. There's this card game from Where to Next. It's called Life Stories.
Okay.
So, yung Life Stories, mga deep questions like,
What are your... Nakita ko sa Instagram.
Yes.
Pinoy made to, diba?
Pinoy made. Yeah. What are your greatest fears? Yung mga ganon. Parang, how do you see yourself? 5 to 10 years from... Job interview pala. Pero, I mean, yung mga deep questions like that, yung... yung parang, what are your deepest fears? Itatanong mo ba agad yun?
Okay yun.
Diba?
Yung but, game.
Yeah. And it says a lot about what that person believes in or what makes them happy. Sobrang helpful niya. So, meron namang mga tools to help you make friends.
Okay,
so,
dapat
may baon ka parating. Ano.
Kasi hindi awkward eh, diba? Yeah. Hindi ka mo awkward na itanong agad tong mga tanong na to. Kasi may ganong mood. Sinet mo yung ano na magiging ganito yung questions natin.
Correct. Okay.
Hindi siya out of the blue.
Yeah.
Habang naglalakad kayo sa bangketa. So, what are your deepest fears?
Meron akong card game.
Kuya.
Pero for social gatherings, okay. Diba? Na hindi mo ganun ka-close. Yeah. Imbis na dead air, imbis na nagpo-phone lahat ng tao.
Ayong I think that's a barrier.
And it's a tip din, ha? Mm-hmm. Na if you want to meet people whom you want to be part of your life,
put your phone down.
Yes, put your effing phone down.
Naalala ko si Carla. Hindi ko alam kung isang beses lang. I'm sure marami beses na 'to nangyari. Pag kumakain kami, tapos nag-uusap kami, tapos may message niya si Ice, sasabihin niya talaga, wait lang ah.
Uh-uh.
As in, hindi siya biglang titingin na lang sa phone niya, tapos biglang mag-reply. Sana all. Ayun.
I mean, wait lang. As in, aabisuhan ko kayo na, guys, excuse me, i-message ko lang si Ice.
Ganun.
Yeah, oo.
Kasi, kahit nasabihin mong, okay, sige, pwede naman ako magsalita habang nagte-text ka. Sayang yung oras na in-spend ko na hindi ka sa akin nakatingin at di tayo talaga nandun sa moment na yun.
I find it subtly offensive. Not naman super offensive, pero I posted about this sa Facebook na nalulungkot ako when I make time for my friends, I brave the traffic, I prepare, schedule, and stuff to be with them. Tapos, when I'm with them, they're with another person na hindi nag-effort, na pumipindot-pindot lang to get their attention. Tapos nabobump off ako.
True.
Dahil nandun yung attention nila dun sa taong yun. I mean, fine, you can do that, pero sabihan mo na lang ako. So I won't have to pull off all these effort para to be with you.
True.
And yun nga, kung napapansin nyo rin, when we're together, I don't even touch my phone.
Yeah.
And you find the right timing.
Mm-mm-mm.
As in, titingnan mo siya and magsasabi ka pa na wait lang, guys.
Oo, pag kailangan
na. Kapag tapos na, parang pagtapos na yung thought ng topic.
Isang magandang sign yun na okay yung friends mo pagka you forget about your phone.
Yeah.
Diba minsan makakalimutan na, pagkasama ko, makakalimutan ko na, uy, anong oras na pala? Kailangan ko palang sabihin kung nasaan ako or ano na, anong oras ako uwi. So, good sign. Sabihin, good friendship or quality time yun if you forget about your phone.
Kasi, we're in the moment, meaning, there's no place we'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be.
Hanggang dun lang. Kasi pagkalimpas ng 3 seconds.
Okay. Copyright na.
Oo, may bayan na. Tipid-tipid na.
Okay.
Another tip is to, ito sinabi mo to kanina, join
groups.
Yes.
So yun, I think, Nika, ikaw yung best na mag-explain ng tip na to.
Actually, kahit dati pa, mahilig na ako sumali ng mga orgs, groups, ganyan. Kasi nga, shy ako. But when you put yourself in a group, you'll be forced to say hi, say hello, get to know that person.
Ang accommodating mo pa naman.
Oo. So, I put myself in a situation na I will be forced to meet people because I want to make friends. So, isang sa very successful endeavor na ginawa ko is I joined the UP Dragon Boat team. And ngayon, I think na-meet ko na doon yung iba kong magiging lifelong friends.
Yun. And life partner.
Oh my gosh,
Diba?
Doon ko nga pala na-meet. So, join groups with shared interests or something. So, it can be like a Zumba class, it can be a Dragon Boat team, or yung mga ganun, candle making class, lahat kayo pare-pareho na you can make a Facebook group together para you can still keep in touch if it's an event. Yeah. So, groups talaga are really helpful if you wanna make new friends. Mm-mm. So, yun.
Ikaw, Carla.
Lately, mga new friends ko from Mindfulness Meet, yung community ng mga gustong mag-practice ng mindfulness.
Na ikaw yung nag-start, diba? So, that's a good way of...
Oo nga, no. Actually, mas start ako ng initiative. Tapos yung mga nag-gravitate towards the same initiative, naging friends ko.
Another tip would be to be vulnerable or to be open.
Mm-hmm.
To remove your judgment, your prejudices. Parang i-remove mo muna yon. on others and mm-hmm. yourself mm-hmm. also. Kasi ako, ito, lagi kong ano, ako may bagong tao. Ano ko, I'm not cool enough to be part of, to be liked. Able to be liked or to sustain a conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not interesting enough or I'm not rich enough, I'm not pretty enough. Ang daming pumapasok sa utak mo na filters mm-hmm. or na barriers. Yun nga, mm-hmm. yung hindi, you don't want to be vulnerable kasi.
Mm-hmm. Kaya, so, self-limiting siya, no?
Yeah, self-limiting siya. Isa siya sa challenge. So, ang tip is to be vulnerable, to be open. Okay lang. Kung hindi kayo maging friends, okay lang. Meron ka naman ng friends mm-hmm. na nandyan na eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, if you wanna make new ones, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Yun nga, pag sumali ka ng group, talaga maging vulnerable ka. Kasi mafo-force ka
and again,
into that.
Remember natin na at the end of the day, people don't welcome us into their lives based on how cool we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's really how we make them feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alam mo yun, huubos yung energy natin emotionally, physically. Kakaisip kong, cool ko ba? Ganyan-ganyan. Yeah. Alam mo, hindi. Ang cliche, pero try to be yourself and let people be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Para, if pumasok kayo sa buhay ng isa't isa, alam mo yun, yun na yun. Hindi yung parang gulatan tayo na, wait, hindi.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm. Ang laking part ng self-image saka self-perception, no?
Yes.
Kasi in my mind, cool ako.
Oh.
So, hindi
good
ko iniisip.
And
seriously,
true,
so
true.
Hindi ko worry na, ah, baka hindi siya makulan sa akin.
Mm-hmm. You're self-assured. Tama ba? Self-assured.
We can say that. Ayun.
Be vulnerable and remove your prejudices on yourself. On others din. Parang halimbawa, yun nga, dati nasusungitan ka sa amin na, ha, huh, hindi naman pala sila masungit. So parang don't judge others din agad based on the first thing that you hear
from
them.
Saka yung setting eh.
Oh.
Why not meet them sa ibang setting na, alam mo yun, may chance ka talagang makilala yung person.
Yeah.
So mm-mm. yun.
Another way is to, through dating sites.
Yeah, actually may kakilala ako na itago natin siya sa pangalang Ice. Seryosong nakamit siya ng friends, up to now friends niya, through a dating app. Tapos na-meet ko pa yung mga friends niyang yun. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mayroong isang dating app, it's called Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung Bumble, aside from being a dating app, mm-hmm. mayroon siyang version na Bumble BFF.
Cute.
Yeah, BFF, best friends forever.
Best friends.
Past, past forever. It's just there to help you make new friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yun, so, kasi nga, global, we live in a global world na someone who's from a different city or a different country can be your friend.
Tapos may merong site din, if gusto niyo talaga random, mabilisan, ano, and for fun,
mm-hmm.
but I think everyone knows about Omegle,
mm-hmm.
diba? As in, magta-type ka ng interest doon, tapos start chat, tapos, every time you end a conversation, may papasok ulit na new person na pinili yung interest na yun. So, ganun.
Naisip ko lang na because there is an app for it, like Bumble BFF,
there's a need.
There really is a need.
Oo naman.
Talagang people are really looking for friends. Ganun siya. Ka-importante at parang basic na need ng tao.
We're wired to be with tribes.
Yes, correct.
Can I add one more?
Go!
I think ang another way ko pa ngayon for making new friends ay through my existing friends.
True! Me too.
Yeah.
So, for example, yung college friends ko, tapos, I think a year ago, sumama ako sa isang labas ng friend ko with her high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
And since same kami ng vibes ng college friend ko, most likely, yung friends niya, ganun din yung vibe.
Totoo.
So, ang bilis ko silang naka-jive. And I think that's a surefire way of making quality friends.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Through your already existing quality friends.
Yeah, friends of friends.
Friends of friends.
Because of Pau, I think, ang dami kong bagong friends ngayon na friends niya. Na I never thought at 30, magkakaroon pa ako ng 10 new friends. Parang ganun na, connections, networking.
So, importante.
Oh, ang galing.
For me, kung pumasa sa standards ng existing friends ko, yung friends nila, it parang for me, it already means okay tong mga taong to. I can be friends with them.
Those are the tips that we can share about making new friends.
Yeah, I think solid tips yun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yun yung tips natin. I-footnote ko lang na it's one to make friends, but it's another to make good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
Yung mabilisang pag-gauge sa friends, tulad yung nabanggit ko kanina, I learned this from an ex-monk, si Dandapani. He had this talk, tapos in-explain nga niya yung about sa energy. It's not some cosmic thing, ah. Pero energy as in what we feel after any encounter. Kung consistently a person makes us feel down or inis or insecure after an encounter, energy vampire yon. Meron din namang mga tao na every after encounter, we feel better. Mga uplifters yon. I value uplifters. Mm-mm. Tas meron namang mga tao na kung ano yung energy mo before your encounter, during your encounter, same lang, same lang after. So, neutral lang yon.
Yeah.
Tapos kapag first 2-3 encounters with another person, may hindi ako mapinpoint na feel. Parang, wag na, not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya important din na aware tayo sa how we feel with every interaction. So, it really pays to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, na-exercise ko lang yun. Actually, naging aware lang ako dun na maging aware ka since na-mention mo siya sa amin before.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi very, hindi ko siya iniisip before until you've mentioned it. Tapos, every time meron akong, nagsispend ako ng time with people, tinitingnan ko na, oh my God, apagod ako.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, oh my God, gusto ko ulit mamitong person na to. I mean, gusto ko ulit siya makasama. I'll carve out time for this person kasi okay siya.
Yeah.
So, yun. Sobrang helpful nung tip na yun.
Okay. Thanks, Dandapani.
Okay. Good friends. When you find good friends, maintain.
Yes!
Sabi ni Marian.
Maintain!
So, maintaining friendships tayo. But of course, there are challenges on how to maintain relationships with friends.
Mm-mm.
What are the challenges that you encounter?
Schedule
ng malala.
True.
Traffic.
Tapos ang dami kong closest friends na may pamilya at anak na.
Mm-hmm.
Inuna pa yung pamilya at anak kaysa sa barkada namin.
Diba? Mali yun eh. Mali yun.
Priorities. Kasi syempre, pag meron ka ng pamilya at anak, friends pa rin naman.
Mm-hmm.
Pero very understandable na iba na yung schedule, iba na yung demands.
Yes. Yeah.
Iba na yung priorities.
Ano pa ba ang challenges? Yun nga, distance.
Traffic, God.
True. Parang dati, sobrang dalas natin magkita just to eat dinner.
Oo.
Pero parang ngayon,
yung mga biglaan lang, no?
Oo.
Asan kakain tayo?
Ngayon, kailangan mo talagang ischedule. 2 weeks ahead, 1 week ahead.
Actually.
Feeling ko yun talaga. Yun na yung common and biggest challenge, I think.
I don't know why ngayon na they say the world now is more connected because we're always connected. We're always plugged 24 hours a day. Pero parang ngayon nauuso yung drawing na mga lakad. Yung parang,
uy, kita natutuloy.
Tayo. Tapos hindi matutuloy. Tapos wala na. Hindi na siya natuloy. Pero dati kapag sinabi mo na, mag-iita tayo ng ganitong oras, ganitong time.
Malalaman mo kung sincere yung yaya pag nagbigay ng date and time. Kapag kita tayo one of these days, charat lang yun.
Okay. Kita tayo one of these days,
guys. Uy, kita-kit soon.
So
parang sa goals, di ba? Sabi mo, kailangan may deadline.
Okay. Yes. May schedule. Plan out.
Schedule.
So if you really plan on maintaining a friendship with this person, and if you set a date or set a dinner, lunch, whatever, give a date and time.
Yeah.
Specific dapat.
Yeah.
Para maisulat talaga niya at ma-remind niya.
Ako kahit sa sarili ko, ang goal ko is every week, kailangan meron akong ma-meet na at least one friend bukod pa sa jowa.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
At nagagawa ko naman siya in fairness. Good. It doesn't have to be different friend every time, ha? But at least, ma-meet ko yung people I'm fond of once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So ako na yung mag-effort. Tapos nabanggit mo, Nika, yung now that we're hyper-connected.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, for me, challenge siya.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy for us now to fall into the illusion na we're connected.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. Kasi, aminin natin, 1,000 likes in Facebook or 1,000 hearts in Instagram cannot be a good substitute for a good kumustahan chat over coffee, face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Iba siya eh.
True.
Yung time mo palang ng pagtatype eh, yung dalawang linyang batuhan nyo, apat na banter nyo na yun sa in real life eh.
True. Yun.
Ako napansin ko nung nag-social media diet ako, ngayon kasi guys, weekends na lang ako nagsosocial media. Pero even before, nung nagbabawas-bawas ako ng social media, mas naging intentional ako sa pag-meet ng friends ko in real life. Even sa mga chat. Kasi hindi ko na sa faceless crowd sinasabi yung thoughts ko.
Mm-hmm.
Minimessage ko talaga yung certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Na, Nika, Aisel, I found something na ganito, na ganyan. Yeah, yeah. Or I feel like this, like that.
Yeah.
Hindi siya sa faceless crowd lang, tapos numbers yung mag-feedback, ilang yung nag-react, ilan yung nag-like.
Correct.
Yun. Tapos mas na, since nasa chat na lang din naman tayo, mas step closer siya sa pagyaya ng friends na, oh, sa Thursday, nandiyan ako malapit sa inyo, dinner tayo if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Limited naman ang time natin, di ba? 24 hours a day lang. So, kung yung 2 hours mo sa Facebook, i-travel mo siya para magkaroon ng 1 hour meet-up with your friend, that's gonna be more priceless.
Yeah. Isa pang tip.
Sa maintaining friends.
Sa maintaining friends na na-observe ko kay Pao.
Mm.
Support your friends in any way that you can. Halimbawa, may binibenta siya. Buy, kahit maliit na product. Or meron siyang bagong song. Listen.
Mm-mm.
Or meron silang bagong podcast. Listen. Mm-mm. Meron siyang event. Puntahan mo talaga. Like, support, hindi lang sa salita, hindi lang sa like.
Mm-mm.
Puntahan mo talaga. Ito si Pao, sobrang effort niya sa ganito na, hindi nagsabi ako eh, pupunta ako. Mm-mm. So, pupunta talaga siya kahit sa Paranaque pa yan, Bulacan pa yan. As in, susuportahan talaga niya. Small stuff to the big stuff. Kasi minsan nandun na lang tayo for binyag ng anak, kasal ni ganito, doon na lang tayo nakarating.
Ang sad ma'am, minsan nagkaka-reunion pag may week.
Totoo. True. So, kahit yung small stuff na ganun, it will mean a lot and makaka-reconnect talaga kayo kapag ganun. And sinasabi to ni Pao na I really invest on people.
Pero sabi niya, the best investment is your friends.
Totoo. Kasi si Pao, halimbawa, na-aksidente siya. And ang gastos ng pag-ospital or whatever.
Mm-mm.
It's really the friends who came through, pulled money together, na hindi mo naman in-expect from them.
Mm-mm.
Pero it will naturally come if you're good to your friends and if you support them genuinely.
And it's not like he did it so that in the future, they can do that in return.
Totoo. So, just do it. Just support them. May bumalik man sa'yo or wala.
Mm-mm.
You will get something from it naman eh. You will be happy to listen to their music. You will be happy to attend their event.
Yeah. You will be vicariously happy for their success.
True. Yeah. So, support.
Yes.
Support your friends.
Friends.
Me also, may naisip ako na friend policy.
For me, may policy.
Diba? Ngayon, kasi since I have to share about it, might as well name it.
Uh-huh.
Update and upgrade.
Ooh, okay.
Update, kasi sa totoo lang, lahat ng tao nagbabago.
Uh-huh.
Either for better or for worse, diba? Uh-huh. But we grow, we change.
Uh-huh.
Kung hindi tayo mag-update kung kumusta na yung friend ko, ano nang nangyayari sa buhay niya, ano na yung new interests niya, yun pa rin ba yung values niya? Bitter pa rin ba siya sa ex niya?
Mm-hmm.
In love na ba siya sa ibang tao ngayon?
Mm-hmm.
Yung perspective ba niya sa buhay? Iba na?
Nagbago ba? Yeah.
Kung hindi tayo nag-update, hindi na natin kilala yung friends natin. Like for example, the Skemadors. We've been friends for over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a decade. Well, at least me.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been really, really close friends for a decade now. And looking back, the people I made friends with 10 years ago, sobrang iba na sila ngayon.
True.
Sobrang iba na si Nika ngayon, si Adolf, si Nadina. Iba. Iba na sila. Kung hindi kami nag-meet constantly at hindi kami nagkukwentuhan at nag-share ng thoughts to each other and support each other, ma-outgrow or mag-grow apart kami. Like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ngayon, iba na yung humor namin.
Yeah.
Iba na yung inside jokes namin.
Mm-hmm.
Iba na yung values namin. There are things which we found so funny back then, which we know now offensive pala, kahit kami na offend.
Yeah.
Yun. We really have to update. And update din, kasi I don't know if you have also been in a reunion na lahat na lang ng conversation, o naalala mo yung ganito, do you remember, lahat reminiscing? Kasi wala na kayong common ground ngayon.
Ito.
So lahat ng pag-usapan nyo, pure about the past. That's why it's important to update. Celebrate each other as you are right now. Upgrade meaning be a better friend. Because for example, one of my close circles, I realized that for the longest time, hindi pala kami emotionally safe space ng isa't isa. Kaya nung nagkaroon ng big trouble yung isa sa mga barkada namin, it took her weeks before i-share sa amin. So, kinimkim niya mag-isa.
Yeah.
So, na-realize namin na, kasi yung culture namin when we were younger, nagmabash kami ng isa't isa, face-to-face. So, akala niya, i-judge namin siya. So, upon realizing that, adjust kami. Nag-grow kami from it. Now, we become better listeners. Nakinig lang muna. Oh, hindi naman siya nagtatanong ng advice.
True.
Diba?
Yeah. Unsolicited advice.
Yeah. Oo, unsolicited advice. Tapos, hindi niya kailangan ng pangaral kasi na-undergo na niya yung suffering eh. Papangaralan pa ba? Yun. So, tapos, yun, upgrade din kasi nag-iiba yung needs ng isa't isa. So, it's very important na i-upgrade natin yung, i-level up natin kung gano'n tayo kahusay at ka-skilled na kaibigan.
Siguro another tip is, try new activities with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kunyari, kung ano yung interest ko, ipatry mo sa kanya. Tapos kung ano yung interest niya, try mo rin minsan.
Invite lang, not to be pushy.
Yeah, yeah. Parang romantic relationship, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, keeping the, ano yung, spicing up the relationship. I think important din siya sa friendship. Papasukan mo siya sa mundo mo, pumasok ka rin sa mundo niya.
So, yeah.
Alam, ito, make a podcast together.
Sarap. No? Pwede yun eh.
And this, make something together.
Yeah.
Ay, totoo yan. Kasi, halimbawa, itong podcast, it brought us closer. Kasi we the podcast brought us closer together because we really dedicate time and effort to it because we believe we're creating something meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman kailangan podcast, pwedeng like an event. Mm-hmm. Ito napapansin ko sa mga taong ikinakasal. Tapos yung bridesmaids, they make a bridal shower.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos they, kahit hindi mo friend, nagiging close kayo or parang nare-rekindle yung friendship mo kasi you're making something together na you have to put time and effort into. So parang create something together.
I think pasok to ah. Mm. Yung nandun sa goal setting natin. Yung goals.
Ah, yung
accountability.
List.
Yung bucket list.
True. Yeah. Yung bucket list group natin.
Mm-mm. Kasi diba sabi mo, Carla, meron kayong monthly check-in.
Oo. Yeah. Mga ganun. So, make an endeavor together. Yeah. Running endeavor, travel together.
True. Yung paggawa pa lang ng itinerary, planning together.
Mm-mm.
Ang ganda na niyang bonding experience because you find out, oh, ito na pala yung gusto niyang puntahan. Ito na pala yung mga gusto niyang kainin. So, yun.
Especially for guys, na-encounter ko somewhere, oh my God, sobrang tagal na nito. Di ko na maalala kung saan ko nakuha. Pero, in-explain na mas nag-evolve ang women to bond over stories. Ito, yung mga chikahan natin, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang guys, mas nag-evolve to be friends through shared activities like hunting.
Kaya pala may basketball.
Oo, mas, hindi natin sinasabi na pag guys yun lang or pag girls eto lang.
Yeah.
Pero para lang may idea tayo na, guys really like spending time with friends through activities.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos tayo, eto over coffee or overnight chikahan together. We also do activities, pero iba rin yung quality ng mga chikahan natin, di ba? That's also why pala, fast ano lang, trivia, kaya rin mas comfy ang mga babae na mag face-to-face, halimbawa, mag-observe kayo sa mga restaurant. Yung mga babae, hindi awkward na kumain face-to-face. Mm-hmm. Yung mga lalaki, guys, nakakatawa, mag-observe kayo sa mga fast food. Pag magkaharap sila, they don't look at each other. Sobrang awkward sila sa isa't
so
isa.
Sad.
Kasi ang bonding moments nila, as they evolved, hunting together. So, magkatabi sila. Hindi face-to-face.
There minsan din yung girls, we do stuff together. Diba, cooking together. Mm-mm. More than just eating outside. Parang ang sayo yung...
Na, gym na, together.
Yeah, na-enjoy ko yung magluluto kayo together. Mm-mm. Yung mga ganon. It's a fun thing to do with yes. friends. And it rekindles your friendship.
And yun. Visit your inaanaks.
Aww. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because... Sabi ni, eto, this one I remember from 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. If something is important to your loved one, make that important to you too. Sa tingin ko, wala nang mas iimportante sa mga kaibigan kong nanay, kundi yung mga anak nila. And to make those kids important to us also, I think yun na yung best that we can do for them.
Yeah. Cute babies.
Yeah.
Cute pa nilo.
Ah, kikil. Tapos parang sila yung small version ng friends.
Correct.
Actually.
All in all, pag sinamo lahat nung sinabi natin, it will all boil down to put time and effort. Into it.
Mm-mm.
No? If you wanna maintain a relationship, any relationship,
yes.
Put time and effort.
Sobra it's like growing a plant.
Mm-hmm. Diligan. Ang mga kaibigan.
Paarawan.
Or diba, talaga kasi... ng fertilizer.
Pataba? Anong pataba?
Yung pagkakaibigan.
Oo.
Sorry. Nawala yung plant ano mo. plant analysis mo dapat.
Pero yun, kasi... Ano bang meron in life na something worthy na hindi mo kailangang investan ng time, effort, attention,
wala.
And emotions?
Yeah. Wala.
Sana lang talaga tama yung mga taong pinag-iinvesta natin.
Tama. Thank you very much, my friends.
Thank you, my friends.
Friends.
Yes. Friends. My best friends forever. Thank you very much for spending, sharing your time and effort, going all the way here to be with each other.
Aw, group hug.
And to our friends.
Yes.
Who listen every week.
Yes.
And those friends who even ask, uy, wala kayong bagong episode. Diba? Sober nakaka-touch. Yun ang support.
Yes. Me also, I would like to thank my closest friends kasi mostly nang alam ko about friendship, of course, came from them, from you guys. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for teaching me that. And thank you to A, at A Version of Self, for suggesting this topic. Guys, if you have any topic in mind,
tweet to us, DM us on IG and FB.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's an adult thing.
Yeah, that's the very essence of this show, that we can adult together.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we're building a tribe here, guys. Yes, a legit tribe.
Listen to new episodes every Saturday morning pa lang. Papunta pa lang kayo sa gym or magja-jog kayo. I-play nyo na kaagad. Available na agad ang new episodes tuwing Sabado ng umaga.
So papakinggan nyo kami sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
At ang inyong friends. Charot!
Ito yung shared activity nila
Totoo,
together.
Yeah.
Listening to podcasts.
Yes, I'm your friend, Nika.
Ako ang inyong kaibigan, si Carla.
And I'm your friend, Hazel. And this has been...
It's an adult thing!